Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast with David and Tamara. Everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
David's just gone off with Tamara to see where we're going to go next. And I have to say that I am still a bit worried. I've got this feeling, having said to him that I don't like heights, that he's going to try and conquer my fear of heights. But while that is happening, I've been introduced to Dirk. Now, Dirk is from Germany. We're going to find out from where in Germany. And he is an expert bolter. And I think what we're about to learn is this is not putting a bolt into a car engine. Maybe it is. We'll find out. Dirk, whereabouts in Germany are you from? Because this is a long way away from Germany, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a long way, but not so far that I expected before. I need almost 8 hours. I live in the center of Germany, in Nuremberg.
Nuremberg?
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
It's almost in the middle, yeah. But the streets are really good, and the border. I had no problems with the borders. At the moment, the internet say that there are many problems on the borders in Bulgaria and Hungary and in Austria, but I had no problems this week, and I drove directly to Bosnia and Herzegovina. I've never been here, and I drove all the night, and when I wake up, it was nice weather, and people are friendly here.
I was about to say, what's your first impressions of Bosnia? I mean, it is completely different from Germany, isn't it?
Yeah, the first expression was like many years before in Macedonia. You have to stop on the border and you have to pack out all things of your car because you're outside of the European Union and the police is not so friendly. I don't know why, but after this I had no problems with the people.
Here, you've joined the team. David said that you found about this and you said, yeah, I want to come. And I thought, that's amazing, somebody from Germany. And then he said, and Dirk has been running a small course in bolting. Now,
It was when I saw this on the internet, Dirk, it said drilling and bolting, and I just thought, is this woodwork or what? But it isn't. So what is bolting, and how difficult is bolting?
What is bolting? Yeah, if you want to climb somewhere in the world, you need bolts. Most of the time you need bolts. Sometimes you can climb without bolts, but to improve the tourism here, you have to set some routes, from climbing routes with bolts that everybody can climb here. Also the people from here, they start to climb, they need easy routes, and also they need bolts to save your life. And I travel around since 15 years in the world, and I set up routes in all countries in the world.
This has got to be difficult, because I can understand it now. There's bolts in the rock face, and I can climb up using them. But the guy that goes there first doesn't have any bolts. So how difficult is it?
Yeah, you can do it in two different ways. The easier way is to go on top on the mountain, rappel down, set the bolts, and then you can climb. And you don't have problems with the fear, because there are bolts and you're safe. The other way is to start from the ground, to fix you somewhere in the rock, through a bolt with a drilling machine, and then you're safe. Then you climb another 5 meters with our safety, and then you find a place where you can stay safe, or you can hook up on a small piece of rock, and then you can drill a good bolt.
What's your preferred way? Rappelling down or climbing from the bottom?
I do both ways. But if I try to bolt a sports climbing area with a normal height of 30 meters, it's easier to go down, because it's much faster and you can set as many bolts as you want, and it's easier to develop an area. It's faster.
You're carrying a drill while you're doing this, and you must need a big drill. You must need a pretty industrial type drill to create the holes to place the bolts in. That's got to be awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, a normal sport climber has a gear. The weight of the gear is probably 10 kilos. But if you're the first on the wall, no bolts, nothing, you have to carry 40 or 50 kilos. You have a very long static ropes, drilling machines, and the bolts. They weigh tons.
You've been setting lines here, routes here in the canyon here on the River Verbas. And you've said that you've been doing this for 15 years. You've been to other countries in the world. How does it compare, the routes that you've been laying here in Bosnia-Herzegovina, to elsewhere?
Here you have pure nature. Almost nobody was here for climbing, and the rock is virgin. And the rock is really impressive. The lines are looking really good, but nobody was here. And normally in all the European countries, such a big face, it's drilled. There are a lot of roots, and here's nothing.
So this is a virgin climbing space.
Yeah,
that's got to be pretty unique in the world, hasn't it?
Yeah, in Central Europe, it's very unique, the size of virgin rock.
You said before you'd never really heard about this, and then you found out about it and you came. Do you think that when you go back to Germany and you tell people, you know, your colleagues, your wider climbing circle, they'll say, Dirk, what was it like? What was it like? What was it like? Do you think there's going to be more Germans coming here in the future now?
Yeah, it could be. 2 years ago, I was in Macedonia to set up new routes, and also in bouldering areas, smaller blocks without bolts, but crash pads. And the last 10 years, this area in Macedonia, it's developed really well, and there come people from all over the world. So that means the restaurants get new guys from outside, and there's a development in this area. So that you can make a campground, somebody that lives there, they can earn some money from these foreign people. And here, it's also possible.
I was thinking just now, you know, I was looking round. If this takes off, this family who has got nothing could be quite wealthy in about 10 years, couldn't they? It
could be really nice if there are 10 people every week and they stay here. Could be that, I don't know the right word.
It could be a good business.
Yeah, it could be a good business.
Finally, Dirk, you've been around the world. What has been the most challenging route that you've ever had to create?
I think I said almost 1,000 routes all over the world, so it's hard to pick just one.
But what would you say would be the... What's the one you're most proud of?
I'm most proud of... The most impressive line that I set up was in Madagascar. It was 4 years ago. We drove with a jeep somewhere in the country, and I don't know where I am, but there was a rock. It was 400 meters high, and nobody was there. And then we start from the ground and need 6 weeks to reach the top and set the route. And it was an impressive landscape, and there was no electricity, no water, nothing. And that's a good adventure.
You know, you have a life that some people just dream about, don't you?
I think so, but everyone has to show the way what you do. Yeah. I want to be outside, and you don't earn so much money if you travel, nothing. So sometimes you have to work, but you work for the living that you dream from.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.